I liked how the listeners are definitely going to learn a lot more about roasting and the intricacies in this episode. Like, I feel like this was a really good informative episode, and it felt really nice and cathartic for me to finally have someone to kind of like vocalize these frustrations, or like see if it's a, is it just me? And the fact that it isn't just me is actually really nice. But yeah, I really liked her story. I think it's like, every time I talk to somebody who started their own business in the coffee industry, seems to always find a way to intricately make it a part of their life. You know, like every person we've kind of talked to has made really deep connections with what they do. And it's like, from her partnership to creating the name to how she wants to source, how she wants to create an atmosphere and a work culture, to even like the idea of growth for her is the betterment of what she's building, not even just like, I want to continue my chain, or I want to do this. It's like, well, how can I continue to grow? How can I continue to take care of myself, my partner, and my work and my staff? You know, like, I love that was the answer to that.
It's kind of a basis of leaving a legacy.
Yeah.
That's the first step in leaving a legacy, that you want to do something, create something that makes an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it grows. If not.
Right.
But to address growth means, what does it mean for legacy? Will it kill the business if we grow, or will we die if we don't grow? So yeah, that's great.
I also liked, I didn't expect to kind of peep this off, but when she was talking about the difference between how coffee is kind of processed and grown is completely different than, well, the grown part I figured, but like even the way that they process and the pace is different. When she said it was, she was in rural Brazil to the bustling aspect of Colombia, which I thought was really interesting. Like, she went to these two places and they gave her completely different experiences just based off of the energy and the vibe alone, not just the coffee. So I find that part really interesting, and it made me really like, I wonder how I would react in that situation, you know?
Yeah, I guess if you think about it, though, I guess it would be expected. Every country mm-hmm. is different. But it's funny that was one of her takeaways, is that, you know, just, it's, I wanted to be adopted in Brazil. But
I know,
you know,
she's like, you guys get to wake up to this every day. I feel like I'd also have the same reaction, to be quite honest.
What guest have you not talked to that has gone to Origin or began there
mm-hmm.
that wants to go back?
I mean, here's the thing, though.
It's amazing.
There's been like, there was somebody on the show that also mentioned how they're happy with just what they have, you know? And I'm just like, it was Andrea, wasn't it? Andrea was like talking about how when she goes back home, it's like something familiar to her. It was either her or Yolima. And I remember just thinking, I'm like, man, sometimes I wish we can just like enjoy the simplicity of things that life can give us versus this capitalist like over dooming mindset that we have, that we're not doing enough, that we're not contributing enough. There's this guilt. And it's just nice to hear when you can kind of go to a place where, yeah, manual labor sucks. Dealing with the economy sucks, but they're able to sit back and be happy with what they have, or like it's growing into something that they're proud of. And that's like really hard to find in America.
Yeah. I think on a local agricultural level, you'll find that probably, or maybe even the local auto body shop or something, you know, because it's that, what drives out, what comes in, what comes out is, it's changed. It's, you've touched it. Mm-hmm. You've done something with it. I think there's a lot to that manual, tactile.
Yeah.
Growing something, changing something, eating what you've grown.
Yeah, I think anyone who's ever had to do that themselves always feels that sense of extreme gratification.
There's something there. Yeah, you know, I don't know what it is. Everyone experiences it differently, but there's something there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's funny, too, with having her on the show after having Maxie and Hyacinth on the show, who are two competitive baristas, and then her topic being like, I have a love-hate relationship with it because of the fact that they don't showcase, like, coffee that's used daily versus coffee that's used as a special, you know?
That, when you, and you reiterated it as well, too, is like, okay, why not have a competition of just the, like you said, how delicately can I put this or how do I word it, regular coffee and make something special out of it. It's, you know, you can, it's easy to drive 160 miles an hour on a Ferrari.
Yeah.
So drive 160 in a, you know, a Toyota Prius or something. Maybe a great, not a great, you know, maybe not a great analysis, but at the same time, it's,
you said vroom vroom hybrid.
Yeah, vroom vroom hybrid. But when you made, you come in, it's like, oh, I get the competition stuff. Mm-hmm. Then, okay, well, how can you not make something really good?
Yeah.
When you're given what's considered the best.
Yeah.
Well, of course. If you give it a grade A steak, you're going to make a great steak.
Here's the thing, Camilla also, I like the fact that she brought up Camilla, because Camilla's episode is something that I kind of like have never kind of let go, where Camilla also talked about how much pressure it puts on the producers to make coffee at a level that's just constantly beating this grading system versus like being satisfied with coffee and accepting that there is going to be a limitation and there are going to be defects. My whole perception honestly changed after that episode when it came to grading. Like, she's very powerful with how she explained that to me.
I would think there's got to be some economics involved here too, because you eventually price a well-graded coffee out of just being economically viable for a consumer to buy. As we've talked about, you know, at certain points, like, okay, what is a good is good.
Yeah.
Quit trying to beat it up all the time. What's the purpose? Mm-hmm. Other than, as I think it's been brought up, just the certain groups that want to continue to be competitive.
Yeah.
To survive. And I'm sure it's follow the money. Mm-hmm. We've created it. We want to keep this competition going because it gives us, you know, the high society marks or whatever the case might be. But at the same time, but to what end? To what end? Yeah. We good?
Yeah.
Okay.